Drivers in Philadelphia have to find their way around a closed section of Interstate Highway this morning. A section of I-95 collapsed after a tanker truck caught fire under an overpass. NPR's Joe Hernandez takes us there.
A police officer directs traffic in the Torresdale neighborhood of Philadelphia. It's where drivers like Bob Rudden are being diverted off I-95 and onto city streets. Rudden is pretty optimistic about the traffic so far.
Not bad at all yet.
But this week?
Well, this weekend it's going to be hell when they all go down the shore.
Troy Lapo was on his way to a Phillies game when he got detoured.
I mean, 95 is always under construction, but never like this for sure. This is insane.
It took authorities about an hour to extinguish the tanker truck fire. The extreme heat scorched the highway and caused all of the elevated northbound lanes to cave in on the road below. The southbound lanes were heavily damaged. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says he surveyed the site from above.
Remarkable devastation. And I found myself, you know, thanking the Lord that no motorists who were on I-95 were injured or died. Just a remarkably devastating sight.
I-95 runs from Maine to Florida, and this section of interstate sees about 160,000 vehicles per day. Shapiro says the damage won't be fixed for months. A similar highway collapse in Atlanta in 2017 took 6 weeks to repair. In the meantime, the area's transit agency, SEPTA, is adding more cars per train to its regional rail line serving the area. Leslie Richards is SEPTA's general manager.
We are all going to need some extra patience in the coming days. Please work with us as we work through this.
The incident is under investigation by the National Transportation Safety Board and the Pennsylvania State Police. Joe Hernandez, NPR News, Philadelphia.